first Republican majority since 1977.
A jubilant Nick Langworthy, the Erie County Republican chairman, announcing an historic shift in power at the county legislature. A few years ago, the Republicans had quasi-control by working with some renegade Democrats, but starting January 1st, they'll have full control, and they'll be butting heads with the Democratic county executive in Mark Poloncarz. Last night, Langworthy put Poloncarz on notice.
This, I believe, is a referendum on Mark Poloncarz's first term. We're at the midterm election, and they have said they want different leadership in the Erie County Legislature to hold him further accountable.
It's likely Orchard Park Republican John Mills will become the new legislature chair, succeeding Democrat Betty Jean Grant. She ran unopposed in her Buffalo district to win re-election yesterday. Grant says she's prepared to accept the new reality.
You know, we have to adjust to it. We have to adjust and go forward. We still do the people's business.
Williamsville Republican Ed Rath says job one for the new GOP majority will be reforming the legislature.
We believe that there are some opportunities for us to eliminate some jobs and restructure the county legislature so it's more respectful for the taxpayers and more efficiently run.
Republican newcomer Ted Morton is being called the majority maker. It was his victory in District 8, an open seat being vacated by a Democrat, that gave the Republicans the majority. Mark Scott, WBFO News.